and welcome back to Mystery Island, the extra show. Well, what a good morning we had this morning on Mystery Island, learning about the three big O words. I wonder, can you remember them? Well, I have asked some Islander friends at home to help me do a wee recap. Now, let's see if I can connect with them. Hold on a wee second. Sam, are you there? Hello, Sam, can you hear me? Could you tell us all about one of the big O words?
Yes, Caroline, I can hear you. And the first O word that comes to mind is omniscient, which means God is all-knowing, which means he knows everything about everything. It was really amazing when Calvin told us he knows exactly how many hairs are on her head. I wonder how many are in mine.
Yes, Sam, thank you. God knows everything about us. You can have no secrets from God. He knows our thoughts. And as we learnt today in our lesson about Jonah, you can never run away or you can never hide from God because he knows everything. Now, for another big O word, let's see, who have we got? Lydia. Lydia, can you hear me? Lydia, could you tell us about another big O word, please?
Hi, Caroline. Yes, I can hear you. The O word I'm thinking about is omnipotent. How God is all-powerful. He has power over everything. It was amazing today to hear about how God calmed the storm and how he controlled the great fish to catch Jonah and then put him onto dry land.
Yes, God is all-powerful. He created everything and nothing is out of God's control. Now, the last big O word. Let's see, who do we have? Poppy? Poppy, can you hear me? Could you tell us about the last big O word, please?
Hi, Caroline. So the last big O word was omnipresent. God is everywhere. You don't have to go to your church to meet God because God is everywhere. You can't run away from God because God is all around us. Isn't that amazing?
It really is amazing to know that God is everywhere. And maybe boys and girls from not only Ballymena or Northern Ireland, but from all over the world could be tuning in to our virtual holiday Bible club. And they too can know that God is with them no matter where in the world they are. Thank you, Islanders at home. You do seem to have been listening so well at Mystery Island. And we do love seeing all your crafts and verses and singing and all the things that you have been doing at home. So please keep sending them in and we will continue to pick four prize winners every day. So let's take a look at what we received today and watch out for your name at the end in case you're one of the prize winners.
Trust The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding.
Hi Caroline, today's verse is Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding.
In the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on your understanding. Proverbs verses 3 and 5 and 6.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding.
My journey in the wheel, I'm going to see you when it turns around. Looks like a wedding.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not on to thy own understanding.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thee, but own understanding.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding.
Proverbs
chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not on to thine own understanding.
Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding.
Wonderful. It's always so difficult to pick prize winners because you're all so fabulous and we look forward to seeing more tomorrow. Now, when I was thinking about God being omnipresent, it led me to think about my friends in Tanzania, and they've been tuning into Mystery Island as well, and they know that over in Tanzania God is with them there as well. But I think we could go now and say hello to our friends in Tanzania. Hi!
Hello, Angela!
It's lovely to see you all, and I'm glad you've been tuning in to Mystery Island. Now, I'm wondering, could you guys help me with my quiz recap tonight?
Yeah!
Oh, great. Okay, so I will ask a question, and if the answer is yes, you stand up, and if the answer is no, then you sit down. Okay? Ready?
Yeah!
Okay, first question. There is only one true and living God, the God of the Bible. Well done. Now, the next question. You can hide from God. Okay, excellent. You're doing really well, and I hope everybody else at home is still sitting down as well. Now, the next question. God is omnipresent, which means God is everywhere. Okay, God has power and control over everything. God is omnipotent. Okay, and this is the last question. You have done really well. The last question, are you going to sit or are you going to stand? Is it going to be yes or is it going to be no? God isn't sure about what will happen in the future.
Yes.
Excellent. You did really, really well. we know that God knows exactly what is going to happen because God is omniscient and God knows everything. Well done. Thank you for helping friends in Tanzania.
Bye.
Guys, I think that's all we have time for tonight. I think we'll pray and then I'll go and check all the surfers have got home safely and are in bed sleeping, ready for a busy day tomorrow. So let's do our prayer drill. P-R-A-Y. Lord, we thank you for another day on Mystery Island. And we thank you, Lord, that you are omniscient, that you know everything about us and you know everything about everything. And Lord, we thank you that you are omnipotent, that you are all-powerful and that you are omnipresent, that you are everywhere. What a great and almighty God we have. Lord, I just pray that you'll help us have a good night's sleep and we'll be ready for tomorrow to learn more on Mystery Island. Amen. Good night, everybody. Bye.